Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf. She responds to Loinish Pasarim Yaakov Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara Nun Dalet brings a raya that in the location of Rabbi Yudo, Shviz was very chomer. And the word brings a story. Tahu Dormer Leil Chaveiro, a person told his friend, Dayer Bar Dayeroso. So Rashi says, he's a ger, a son of a geiris. Means he was a convert and his mother was a convert. Omer Leis, so he answered him back, I don't eat the fruits of Shemitah like you do. So you see from here the fact they wanted to answer back with this taina, you don't eat fruits of Shvit, that was his defense against what he called a Mager. So that shows that Peri Shvit was something very chomer in the eyes of the people in that location. But the question is, what is this dialogue? One tells his friend, you are a Ger, you are a convert. So it seems to be this is a zilzul, meaning it's some little bit of a disgrace. You don't have a yichus. So he answers back, but you eat fruits of Shemitah. How's that an answer back to the Taina? How is that a counter argument? So if Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Beis HaOitzer, in Ma'arocha Aleph Klal Nun Beis, explains this Gemara Gevaldik. He says the following. He goes on to explain what's the idea, what's called Acherim. What do we call Acherim? You know that Acherim usually called, a goy is called Acherim. And he brings, why are they called Acherim? Because they worship over the Zorah. And they're called Elohim Acherim because they're Acherim Lervdim. Meaning, they're as if they're strangers to the ones that worship them. So that's why Acherim belongs to goy. Continues Rav Yosef Engel in Lent to explain that someone who's Mechalel Shabbos, so he's considered to be one who's Oved over the Zorah. That's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Hey. HaMechalel Shabbos, and he continues on to say that Shmir Shabbos is the Ikar Inyan Israelius. That's what makes a Jew into a Jew. Because someone doesn't keep Shabbos is considered to be a mummer. And he brings the Zoyan Rai Mehemna that Shabbos is the Klolo Deraiso. And he says the one thing that differentiates between a Yisrael to a Goy is the Shabbos. Because a Goy can keep any mitzvah he wants. But Goy Sheshavas Chav Miso. Shabbos is the one thing that this is the difference between a Jew and a Goy. And he adds in the name of the Ramami Pano that the reason why in Avdolah we say Mikadesh Yisrael, he says the reason is because you would think when you leave Shabbos, maybe you chas Hashem lose the Kedusha of Yisrael as well, if you lost the Kedusha of Shabbos. And the Chiddush is, we do not lose the Kedusha of Yisrael even though we lost the Kedusha of Shabbos. So Yemele, anybody who's Michal Shabbos is considered to be like a goy, he's of Oyvid the Red Zorah, and he's called the Acher, and that's why Elisha ben Avuya had the nickname Acher, because he was Michal Shabbos Befaresia. He continues on, and he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi calls people that don't keep Shemitah also in the name of Acherim. So he says, why Shemitah is called Acherim too? So he brings the Medrash of Teres Kohanim that says, Shabbos LaHashem, Keshem Shenemar B'Shabbos Bereishis Shabbos LaHashem, Kach Neemar B'Shviz Shabbos LaHashem. Meaning Shemitah is compared to Shabbos, that Shemitah is also called Shabbos LaHashem. And Shemitah is really the Shabbos in years. Shabbos is the seventh day of the week. Shemitah is the seventh year of the cycle of the years. So Shemitah and Shabbos are comparable to each other. It says that's what the Yerushalmi says. The people who don't keep Shemitah, they're called Acherim. That means they're as if they're a goy. In a certain extent, they lost the Shem Yahadus because they don't keep Shemitah. Says the Yosef Engel, that's the Pshat in our Gemara. One comes to his friend and says, you are a Ger Bar Gioris. You don't have the Yichus of a Jew, of a Yid. You don't come from Zer Yisrael. That's why he wanted to come and disgrace this person. Answers back the person and says, one second, but you don't keep Shemitah. Someone who doesn't keep Shemitah is called a Acherim. He's somebody who's considered to be like a goy. So I maybe don't have a yichus, but today I keep all the mitzvahs. You don't have a yichus, and you're considered to be a Acherim. Meaning you're considered to be someone who's not really a Yid, because you're missing the point that makes the Gedush of Am Yisrael, which is Shabbos and Shemitah. So the counter-argument is exactly equivalent to what the Taina was. And that's the Raya of the Gemara, that Shemitah was Chomer. Because that's how this Ger decided to defend himself. To say to this person, you should know, you're worse than me, you don't keep Shemitah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.